Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Something has to give. The two longest Grey Cup droughts go head-to-head at Grey Cup 107 in Calgary. For more leading to Grey Cup Sunday, it's Rod Peterson.
Welcome to the program, everybody, on this Wednesday morning, November the 20th. Rod Peterson Show coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, where we love Western Canadian things like the CFL. Although the ratings indicate all of Canada loves the CFL based on what we saw in the division finals on the weekend. And we love the National Lacrosse League, too. So if you've already, if you've missed the first hour, you missed a lot. Jeff Shatler was here from the Saskatchewan Rush. They have the New England Black Wolves in town, by the way, December the 14th. So get your tickets for that, their home opener. Coming up this hour, Derek Dennis of the Calgary Stampeders. The Grey Cup will be played in his backyard Sunday at McMahon Stadium. Bombers and Hamilton Tiger Cats. And on the way this hour, Hannah Bailey and Sydney Peterson from the Regina Rebels will be with us. If the name rings a bell, it should. That's my niece, and they've got their Hockey Fights Cancer game coming up Saturday, along with the Regina Pack Canadians. But we're pleased to welcome into the bunker Derek Myers staying with us, Roger Alday, the great 4-4. How you doing, doggy?
I'm doing just fine, Roddy.
Good. Pull that mic in there real nice and close, if you don't mind. What do you think about this place? All your buddies have been in here already.
Tell you what, it's very impressive. It's all you need, and I found the place quite easily. I wasn't quite sure, but my good wife, Joanne, had a map by everything, so I found it quite easy.
It's not hard to find.
You didn't get directions from Paulie?
No, I don't listen to Bob, no. Hey, but the thing is, this place has grown up quite a bit out this area here, because I used to be right across the street down here on Henderson when I worked for Mack Truck, so...
Mm-hmm.
But it's changed.
I think we're trendsetters. When we started, we were in the middle of a field, and now we're in the middle of the city. Yeah, everything's sprung up around us.
Very nice, Roger.
Yeah. Raj, listen, the Leafs lost last night. Oh. 6 in a row, 4-2 in Vegas, and you said Ray Elgard is trolling you and talking trash.
Yes, he was. He sent me a text with a picture, and his season ticket is right behind the Maple Leaf bench, or right behind the Maple Leaf goal. So he figures there's going to be lots of action there. So I text him back, and I said, go Leafs, go, what can I say? And then I followed it. And the game was blacked out last night, so I didn't get it at home at the beach, but kept following it on the score, and then I found out if they lost again. And I feel bad for the Leafs, like Babcock. I really like him. I just hope, I don't imagine it's a whole lot of fun for him at the present time, what he's going through. But it's not the first time the Leafs have had trouble over the last few years. But hopefully they'll
pull it out. I can see the pain in your eyes. And, you know, we walked around the lake this summer. Remember, you were so excited about the Leafs. This is the year. Remember?
What do you remember about the last Stanley Cup?
You know what? I was 13 years old at that time, Duke, and... I don't remember a whole lot of it, but all I remember is like back home on the farm where I born and raised, hockey was big. Yeah. Hockey was big. And, you know, those days it was on one channel. If we got it, it was on CBC, CJFB, Channel 5, Swift Current. And my dad was a big, big Leaf fan. So that's kind of why I went on board with the Leafs. And, a lot of guys, like cousins, were Montreal Canadian fans, and needless to say, we didn't get along that well when it come watching hockey. But my dad, he passed away here a few years ago, and he said, you know, son, you're going to live to see the late Maple Leafs win another Stanley Cup. I said, geez, Dad, I sure hope so, but... No, I'm telling that to my grandkids, so I'm not quite
You're getting
sure.
worried, aren't you? Oh, man. Hey, to better topics then. Sorry, Raj, but I had to tell the world what a big Leaf fan you are, and I know you're struggling right along with them and all the other Leaf fans, but let's jump to this Grey Cup matchup of the Bombers and the Ticats. You actually had some funny stories about that because you said your neighbors in Mexico are all Winnipeg fans.
They are, and even last year, Roddy, when you were there for that Saskatchewan Day or Rough Rider, I had to bring a whole busload of them down there, and they tried to pretend they had fun, but I couldn't imagine this year if Winnipeg happens to win the Cup, it could be a little harassment for myself, but I'll just pretend I don't hear them, so you can block them out.
You've had the upper hand for 28 years. Could you give up one?
Absolutely, but you hate to do it as the way it is right now, because I still feel a few breaks here and there. The Rough Riders should be there, but we all
is that
do
right?
that, so it's... I mean, that's football. I mean, when I... you know, they talk about the Rough Riders and getting down to the goal line, and, you know, my years of playing, those crappy years, we've had many times where we'd get down to the goal line and then we'd run three plays and get stomped. And then after the game, why didn't you guys pass the game? You should have passed the ball. The defense was expecting you to run, and you guys ran right into the teeth of their defense, and you got stopped. So it's I guess, like it was a Rough Riders game plan to pass the ball when they're down there. So it's, but as an offensive lineman, you like to run the ball. But
are you one of these guys, Rider fans, that thinks the game came down to the ball hitting the upright? Because I've heard a lot of that in the last couple of days.
You know, it should have been done before that. I mean, the way that was, like, they should have had chances to score. And, you know, give credit to Winnipeg. They got a great defense, and they're, and, you know, you can't help but be happy for Claris. I mean, he's had some tough times here, and you can't help. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times, and he's a real nice gentleman, and I just... it's really hard not to cheer for him. Certainly wasn't cheering for him this weekend, but I mean, going forward, it'd be tough. And you know, Coach O'Shea, great guy, had the pleasure of playing in a hockey tournament with him in Winnipeg at one time. We got together a few times, and he's a great guy. And of course, Richie there still running the defense. So I mean, and Patty Neufeld from University of Saskatchewan Huskies.
Right.
He's done really well.
Regina guy.
Yeah. I'm curious. Yeah. Do some of your... See, when you guys played, obviously one of the biggest rivalries was against Edmonton. Everybody was... It was easy to hate Edmonton. It was easy as a fan. It was probably easy as a player. Do those rooted kind of hatred of other teams, does that carry on in years past? Or now do you kind of, as a fan of the team, not a player anymore, does some of your... dislike or wanting to cheer against teams to win, is it more fandom or is it more rooted in when you played?
Well,
you want to cheer against
anybody. Now we don't really. I mean, we're up in age here a little bit, but like last year, for example, the Grey Cup in Edmonton.
Yep,
I had the pleasure of being around some of the Eskimos, and you know, I really like them, but you know, but then they. You show them your one Grey Cup ring, and then they show your five or six. So I just thinking, well, yeah. But, you know, the thing is, the Rough Riders have one thing over them, and I believe, like, and I mentioned that to them last year, Grey Cup in Edmonton, and is the fact that the Edmonton Eskimos won all those Grey Cups, but I don't believe they won one Grey Cup at home. So
we got them there.
They may have a few more than us, but...
Well, here's the thing about Grey Cup weekend. Are you going?
Well, our plan was, but now I think it's my admin person, my wife, said we're not going to go this year. We're going to rest up for next year's back year.
Yeah, we did have a great time at Edmonton. Remember?
I
found your jacket for you. You lost it. I've never seen you so panicked in your life. Well, your wallet was in it, so I can see why.
Yeah.
But I know people seem very disappointed that we're not going. Some, in some cases, upset. But we can take one year off. And then next year, well, it's here, of course. And then we'll roll into Hamilton after that, and we can take 1 year off. But I know that it's going to be a lot of fun, and there may be some fights break out, like Joe Capp and Angelo Mosca. People don't get over stuff. And the reason I bring...
8 years ago.
They don't
8 years ago.
Get... How about 20 years ago, 30 years ago? How's my math? Because Rashevich and all these guys are bringing up that Randy Ambrosi missed his block in the 89 West Final on the force fumble.
Oh, boy.
Right? By Albright. And that Randy's still mad, and then he's got it against the Riders.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I had the individual that was ran that ball back for a touchdown. We had the pleasure of spending our weekend with him. And actually, poor Dave Albright, I took him to the plane yesterday for his 5 o'clock flight, fly to Calgary, then Los Angeles. But his plane got canceled for some reason. So I don't know if there's bad weather, whatever's going on, so... He had to spend another night. And we talked about that play quite a bit with, you know, not to go back 100 years, but Eddie Lowe hitting,
Tracy Ham,
and then Dave picking it up, and then the commissioner thought he was going to catch him at that time, Randy Ambrosi. That was him chasing him, hey? After he missed his block. He tried to chase and catch Mr. Albright, but
didn't happen.
Big Dave deked him out and rumbled for a touchdown. And to me, that was, you know, we didn't get lucky that game. That was a game we won them. We beat them, and that was the play that set it up for us to win.
Never gets tired talking about it, does it?
No, it doesn't, but we don't have that many to talk about. I mean,
That makes him so much greater when
Edmonton,
you tell the story.
They'd be like, oh, which one are you talking about of our five in a row?
I remember Dave Jamieson, the longtime communications guy for the Edmonton Eskimos, coming here, and this would have been probably 10 years ago, and it would have been the celebration back then for the 89 Grey Cup, I think it was then. And he said, boy, you guys sure celebrate these. He goes, if we did this on every anniversary, we'd have one every year, he said. Yeah. Kind of goes back to, like you said, they like to let you know how many they won. But
absolutely, and they should. They were a great team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had, it wasn't a whole lot of fun going up there those time of years, because our chances were, I mean, every game we went to, in our mind, we're going to win, but it was tough.
You won the one that was important in 89.
They had Warren Moon and guys like that, and Dave Fennell, and they had great players, and Swamp Dob, Estee, and, you know, it's just good teams. They had some great teams, and we were a little shaky.
You mentioned David Albright. This was the first time, I understand, that he's been in the new stadium.
Yes, sir.
What did he think?
He just loved it. You know, I just wish I could have had an opportunity, but, you know, he would have liked to see, like, the dressing rooms and stuff like that, to see that. But, you know, with the players leaving and stuff like that, now there's a lot of activity going on there as far as their last meetings and such. But he'll get an opportunity. He's already got plans. He's come for the Grey Cup next year. Nice. So, and he's a crazy tough linebacker, and he just, like, we just had great stories and had a lot of fun, and I just wish he could have been up here for when the guys were here, but, you know, it didn't work out for him. So he's teaching down there in California, and he's doing a good job, and he loves coming back to Saskatchewan, because, I mean, he just can still talk about the days of being here in Regina, and he just loved it.
Hey, on Grey Cup week, by the way, I can't remember what you said on the air and off. What's your pick? Do you have a pick? You basically said you don't want Winnipeg to win because they'll rub it in your face all winter, so...
Well, I was listening to you guys before, and you guys... that are on this all the time, you're not making your picks yet. So,
right.
I don't want to jinx somebody if I pick somebody.
You can change it right up to kickoff. That's the rule here.
I really don't care. I mean,
okay, that works too.
I'm kind of all with the Rough Riders here, and I just, I remember years ago when reporters used to phone, I used to be at work, and they say, hey, Roger, this is about the 10th or 11th year we're out of the playoffs. Who are you hoping for? Who's going to win this year? Click. I don't quite care. So.
You hate them all.
Not to be difficult, but after a while it gets. But I guess I can make an argument for either team, so I just hope it's a good day and a good game and all that good stuff and that kind of stuff.
You can see this being close and entertaining, though, can't you?
I think it should be.
Yeah, I do.
I think with the weather, it's supposed to be, what, +2, is it? Or +2?
Oh, I saw -4 last I looked.
Either way.
Looks like there's a little snow in Calgary there right now.
Yeah, it looks perfect there now, actually, if you like that kind of thing, which I do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that'll be good football weather and stuff like that. But I just hope that, you know, it'll be a good game and... we'll see what happens, and we're all proud Canadians, and we're going
to
watch it.
There are a lot of reasons to cheer for Winnipeg, too. But sorry, Roger.
Absolutely. I mean, they've been out for quite a while, and, you know, I always, you know, like the guys I mentioned, you know, I can't help but not cheer for them. And but in Hamilton, the year we played in 89, those guys were such great guys and that we played against, and we knew those guys very well, and... like the Mike Walkers and Mike Dirks and those guys. And, you know, we They were we had a night before the Grey Cup in 89. Not it matters, but we like Mike Sambles. He was on our, he's a radio. He does gets the money for the radio stations there. So he took some of us off.
Sales guy.
He took us to Hamilton, and we just went there for a couple hours just to have a little TV time and a little chingo and jangle with the guys. And it was there about 3 days before the game, and then they showed it the night before the Grey Cup, and people said, "Oh, you guys were at the bar the night before the game." I said, "No, we're that was taped, and it was 3 days before." So
pictures, yeah. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. Our Grey Cup correspondent, Mike Abel-Meshrick, has landed in Calgary. Right. He'll join us next for our first Grey Cup update. All right, it's Grey Cup week. We'll be right back on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Alan Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bus down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Your number one source ahead of Grey Cup 107, The Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Rod Peterson Show. Wednesday morning, November the 20th. We are in the bunker in Western Canada. Roger Aldegg with us, Derek Myers. And just ahead of our sports update for Wendell Clark's. We're going to Calgary now. Our Grey Cup correspondent is there, Mike Abel-Meshrick, 10-year CFL veteran, joining us from Grey Cup week.
Oh, hey!
He's got the Rod Peterson Show. Mike, how you doing, Abu?
Great. How are you there in Regina? Can you hear me?
He's landed on the moon successfully, everybody. You can throw on your headphones, Rog. Can you help him with that, Derek? What's shaking out there, Abu? What have you found?
Well, Rod, the biggest news of Grey Cup week, this week, of course, is the microphone and the Rod Peterson microphone that we've debuted here this week. We'll be bringing it around to all the events, and people are generally excited about it. anytime we can get your face out there more, it's a good thing.
I really appreciate that. And I know you've been there for what, about 24 hours? Are you feeling a vibe? Do you have anything to report?
Yeah, you know what? I just got into town yesterday, bought a house, moved in yesterday. Calgary got dumped on. They got about 10 inches of snow, so Everything's looking beautiful, but moving slow. I'm just going over to get my credentials right away here, and I think Craig Smith just beat me here by about an hour. And then meeting Luke for lunch. If that goes through, and then just about to get the vibe. So Yeah, like I said, the biggest news is this microphone. I think it's pretty snazzy.
So do I. I appreciate you going out there and repping the show. And I know you'll be in every scrum and at every practice and every news conference. Before we go any further, Roger Aldag is here, and he has a question for you, Abu. Do you want to give it to him, Rog?
Yeah, I was just going to
wonder if you did.
No.
You did an outstanding job presenting the trophy to the Bombers. I thought that was great. I didn't notice it during the game, but I seen it when I was had a rerun of the game. That was a great job. So are you going to do it for the Grey Cup as well, Big Abu?
Well, ask and you shall receive. Yeah. No, it was a huge honor. They asked me. I thought they were punking me. And the reason why nobody knew is because I thought if I told somebody, they'd be like, you, we can do better than that. And then they'd steal my shine because you know how I like that shine.
Because Mike was up
in it was an honor playing playing for the Bombers for 5 years and training with O'Shea in the off seasons. I mean, it was just a good thing for me. It was a great experience. I thank everyone that was involved.
Roger's question actually was, are you running to be the next commissioner? Roger, that's what you said in the break. Is that what you're trying to be, the next commissioner of the CFL? I think that's a better question, actually.
It's the same answer as in my rookie season when they asked me if I could long snap. How much does that pay?
That would be close with what you're making now, I think.
A long snapper, and CFL commish. I hear they're on the same par there.
Actually, I meant what you're doing now in the investment world. You're so humble. You're so shy, Abu. So you got some lunches lined up. That's kind of what I'm getting off you is what your Grey Cup week entails. Am I right?
Yeah, it's what's today? Wednesday. So all the big sounds like all the big dogs are getting to town today, and just gonna go and soak up some of that vibe. I was trying to get, like I was telling Clark earlier, I was trying to get here earlier to soak up some of that vibe for you because I know how much you like sopping up that vibe, Rod. But I just wasn't there in time. So I'll go over that. That's the tough part about being between 9 and 11. You know, it's like watching those European soccer matches at like 6 in the morning. You know, that's just when it is. But, hopefully tomorrow we'll get some... I don't know who's trolling around Grey Cup between 9 and 11 in the morning. I've only been part of the 9 to 11 at night part. So we'll do what we can.
You can report that.
Yeah, well, you
day
can
after
yeah,
you can
9
report.
To 11. Yeah, because then I was in my room at 11. Yeah.
Well, I have a pretty good idea how Grey Cup things go. I also know how you like to roll a Grey Cup, so I hope that we see you between 9 and 11 at some point over the next couple of days. And, of course, you're anticipating the question. Roger didn't ask it. I will. Your take on the game.
The Grey Cup game or the Ryder game? I guess we already talked.
No, about the Winnipeg game.
The Grey Cup, the Winnipeg. I've been saying it since the beginning. Winnipeg's a team, team of destiny. I feel like this is their year. You can break down the X's and O's all you want. I hear in the pregame they do a really good job of it, of breaking down the X's and O's. But I don't know what it is. The Riders had every opportunity to beat the Bombers last game, and they didn't. They couldn't come through. The Bombers just shone through. Same thing with Calgary. I say the Bombers come back or by hook or by crook. Maybe they call the Philly special or something like that. But
you're
it's going to be a name that we haven't heard of yet that's gonna be the MVP or that makes the big play.
I like it. Well, Abu, you're a busy guy. Sounds like you got lunch on. Say hi to Luke for me, and we'll catch you tomorrow, I hope. Thanks for chiming in.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Enjoy
Mike Abu Meshrick. This is playing out exactly the way I had hoped, by the way, because in moments we're going to bring on Derek Dennis, who's already logged in, perfect. Calgary Stampeders left tackle. This is your Grey Cup show, Grey Cup week. But first, sports update. LeBron James became the first player in NBA history last night to record a triple-double against all 30 teams in the league. And it came during the Lakers' fifth straight win, 112-107 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. LeBron had 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Lakers are hot. They've won 12 of 13. The Maple Leafs, cover your ears, Raj. The Maple Leafs can't find any answers to their problems. Toronto gave up the first goal of the game for the 18th time this season, and they lost 4-2 against the Vegas Golden Knights. It's their sixth in a row. The Canadiens host the Sens tonight in one of two NHL games on the slate. Both teams are playing the second half of a back-to-back. Montreal dropped a 5-2 decision against the Jackets in Columbus. Ottawa earned a 4-3 road win over the Detroit Red Wings. The New York Rangers welcome the Capitals in tonight's other matchup. And this sports update is for Wendell Clark's in Saskatoon and SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RP Show fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. So as promised, Clark tells me we do have Derek Dennis from Grey Cup Week. This is in his backyard in Calgary, but his Stampeders won't be there. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. There he is. The guy that knows his way around a podcast is Derek Dennis. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
I'm good, Rod. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Good to chat with you. We got a Hall of Fame lineman here as well, Roger Aldag, who I'm sure will have some questions for you, and Derek Myers as well. But Derek, I'm just going to, before we look ahead, just to the fact the Stamps aren't in the game, how much does it hurt as a guy in a team that's so used to being in the Grey Cup every year?
I just think a little bit. We were the goal for us this year was to play a Grey Cup in our backyard and give something for the Calgary fans to be excited about, because we know the city likes to puts on a good party, man. I feel like, you know, if you've been to Calgary Stampede, you know what Calgary has to offer during a big event type of party feel. So we were dying to be a part of it. I mean, it just so didn't go our way this year. And I mean, it happens. You just got to, you know, retool, reboot, and just try to plan for next year.
The worst part is probably having to explain to your fans in that town why you're not there. You're probably still getting asked about it every day for the last 10 days, yeah. I would think.
People, that's the only question I've been getting for the last week is, so what happened? What happened? What went wrong? And I'm like, just wasn't our day. I mean, the weather's been pretty good, except for that one game day. It just so happened to decide to be cold that one day. But other than that, weather's been pretty good. The weather for the Grey Cup is supposed to be pretty good. So, I mean, maybe it would have been a different outcome if we would have had the good weather on game day instead of having to play through the cold. And I mean, who knows, man? It could be a whole list of things and reasons why people have why we didn't win. It's pro football, man. There's some days your number's not going to be there, and it just wasn't there for us that day.
Was that the coldest game you've ever played in?
Me personally, no. That's not the coldest game I played. I played in much colder games, but I could tell just because our team is really young, man. I think Bo said it in an interview that when we do our little rookie tradition where we pie all the rookies, normally, you know, we make them think they're going to win an award and we have the rookies leave the room. And most years at least that I've been here for the 4 years that I've been here, it'll be maybe no more than 5 to 6, maybe 7 guys that leave the room. But we had more than half the room get up and walk out. So it was like, that was when the vets realized that we didn't have as much veteran presence as we normally have. You know, even if you look at our receiving core, the you know, losing Juwan Breskison, losing, you know, not having KJ most of the year, you know, Eric going down. We were playing with a lot of first-year receivers, and that's not something that we normally do here. You're used to seeing the Mekari Grants and the Marquay McDaniels, guys like that are normally in Calgary's receiving core that we could, you know, have veterans to fall back on. We didn't have that. And the same thing with the O-line, man. We only had 3 veterans on the O-line as opposed to having 4 or 5, you know, and the list goes down. So I think the fact that our team was just so young and it was a lot of situations that a lot of guys have never been in the CFL, it was a learning process. I mean, to be honest, I don't think a lot of people expected us to have the year that we had to begin with. And for us to even finish second in the West and still have a shot at the Grey Cup with having such a young team just shows how good of an organization it is here and how well the system is. And, you know, I feel like next year will be a different outcome for this team.
Well, just one more on that and then we'll look ahead. But, you know, as long as Huff's in charge, you're going to be good. And from the Calgary football people, this is the explanation I got, that you guys had left it into the fourth quarter so many times this year, right? That you've won games in the last couple minutes, that you just did it one too many times and couldn't do it against Winnipeg. Is that fair?
Man, I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, I feel like a lot of close games that we lost this year, I mean, we could have easily been 15-3 like Hamilton. So I feel like, you know, losing that Ottawa game early in the year, that first game of the year, and losing the Montreal game at home where they came back and beat us, and then losing you know, having all those turnovers in Montreal. It's just a lot of things, that games that you can look back on and go, man, if things had went this way, maybe it would have been a little different. You know, our team just wasn't as tight as we've normally been in the past. I mean, the special teams game, first two Winnipeg games, you know, pretty much special teams is what was our downfall in losing those games. So, I mean, you can always look back and pick little points through the season where you could say, oh, man, if things had did this or if this had happened, then we would be this. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I think we still had a pretty good year. I didn't really hang my head too much, man. I wasn't too disappointed. Yeah, I would love to be in a big game. Yeah, it's hard to be around here and knowing that there's two other teams here enjoying the festivities. But, I mean, every year there's a different champion. Every year there's it's very hard to go back-to-back as a Grey Cup champ. So even the fact that we had the opportunity, man, I just felt like it was a good season for us.
Derek, Winnipeg played you guys tough all year, regular season down the stretch, and then obviously in the playoffs, and then come into Saskatchewan and win a game here again on the road. What makes the Bombers at this stage of the season such a tough out right now?
I think right now they're playing with a lot of resilience, a lot of grit, and just a lot of fight, man. I think that's the one thing I noticed about their team is that they got a lot of players on that team now through free agency or just building up guys that it's guys who play gritty. They play the game with an attitude, and they play the game. They try to, you know, exude their confidence out in their play. And I think they're one of the teams this year that even if you do get them down, you can't never count them out because – you know, they're one punt return or one kickoff return away from changing the momentum. Or, you know, they now they have Strebling. Caleros is playing good. You know, it's good to see him back healthy and kind of getting back to that 2015 Caleros that a lot of people like to talk about. I think now that gives them a nice 1-2-headed monster. Actually, a 3-headed monster if you add in Andrew Harris because, I mean, it's a lot more ways to defend them and the way LaPolice runs that offense and a lot of motions and keeping defenses guessing on who's going to get the ball and where's the ball going to be. I think that's from making them a real dangerous team right now.
Derek, Roger Aldake here, and I really, really enjoyed watching you play football, and I just hope nothing to the best for you, and enjoyed watching you play here in Regina and also back up to Calgary again. You're outstanding offensive lineman and really enjoy watching you play. And here's kind of a question. Are you going to participate in any of the Grey Cup activities during the week, or are you going to stay in the back?
I appreciate the kind words, man. I try to be a good offensive lineman, man. I like to keep my name in the mix with the Stanley Bryants and the Sir Vincent Rogers and those type of guys, man. I just like to keep myself in that conversation. But, yeah, I'll be doing a couple of things. I'm not going to stay for the weekend. I'm not going to stay for the game. It's going to be a little too hard for me to watch Winnipeg and Hamilton play. But I'll be around, you know, today and tomorrow. I got a full list of appearances I'm going to do tomorrow that, you know, do some hospital visits, visit the food bank, do stuff like that. I'm doing a little brisket eating contest at Booker's Barbecue. So I'll be around the city tomorrow just doing appearances and trying to get my last hellos in with the fans and just enjoying it, and then I'll get back to all season life and going to spend time with my family.
Hey, Bone Crusher, this guy here, 8-time All-Star, 2-time CFL Most Outstanding Lineman. Did you know that?
Oh, hey, I did not
know
that.
But then also add to that, Derek.
I'm still trying to learn my CFL history and learn the greats that came before me. Like I said, man, I'm just trying to keep my name in the conversation, man.
Well, it is. So that's a testament to you. Go ahead, Raj.
Yeah. I'd just like to say you can ask John Huffnagel about the offensive line he had. That's why he doesn't walk that well today. I block for John, or not John Huffnagel, Johnny Huff, the old coach, hey, against John. Those guys are tough defensive linemen. I know Huff got hit a lot of times by him. So, I mean.
Listen, the way Huff is now as a head of an organization, I don't even know if I would be able to block for him, man. He probably was one of those quarterbacks that was letting you know about yourself whenever he could.
Okay, I bet.
He could take a hit anyhow.
Huff, for sure. I could tell, man. Even when it's cold outside, Huff is the only person outside with shorts on. He's screaming at everybody else. Yeah, you're like, you're cold.
That's hilarious. Right,
Huff had to be a tough SOB, man.
Derek, thanks for this. You're so great for the CFL. I appreciate the time. Have a great winter, and we'll see you back next season.
I appreciate you having me on, Roddy, man. Take care, fellas.
All right, bye-bye. Derek Dennis, the Bone Crusher, joining us from Cowtown.
Not shy on personality.
No, he's
a great guy, and I'm glad you asked it, Roger. He's a great guy for Grey Cup Week, because if you're a fan of the CFL, it is a great time to go out and meet players that aren't involved in the game, because there's tons of appearances, and these guys do a really good job. Kudos to them, and kudos to the league for getting out, meeting the fans. You run into players all over the city that's hosting the Grey Cup, and he's obviously no exception doing... brisket eating tomorrow? Yeah. How would you like to go up against him in a brisket eating competition?
That would be a sale to get me to Grey Cup. Yes. I'd love to be part of a brisket eating I might give him a run for his money. I'm going through my phone right here because I was saying to Raj just before we let you go. Here it is, Leona Mengel. This came out after the Riders lost in the game on Sunday. She says, well, we were so close, but just couldn't get the win. However, there is always next year. Looking forward to seeing you at the 16th annual Rider Nation event, February 3rd from 3 till 7 p.m. at El Oasis del Holi. You know that place, Raj. I think you made it holy. It says, wear your green and a smile. Is this a nudist colony? Wear your green and a smile. No reservations, please. It's a hell of a party.
Is that the same place that it generally is?
This will be the second year, I believe, for the same place.
At the same place as last year.
But did you have like hundreds upon hundreds there last year? Like
seven. But they're going to try it again this year, so.
That is right, basically downtown Puerto Vallarta.
My folks were there last year. They said it was outstanding.
Your dad was showing the guns last year. Yeah,
he works out. Yes, he does. We all know that.
We got a break. So, Raj, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Roddy.
Hopefully, see you in Mexico.
Absolutely.
All right, adios.
Adios.
All right, Duke. Thank you.
Yes.
And more special guests in the bunker right after this. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1%, maybe 2%. That's people.
Mike O'Shea and the Bombers against Orlando Steinhauer and the Ticats. For more leading to Grey Cup Sunday, it's Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. Episode 119 of the Rod Peterson Show continues, coming to you from the bunker here in Western Canada. Hey, Hockey Regina, in association with the Canadian Cancer Society, the NHL, and the NHLPA, is proudly going lavender for the month of November and promoting Hockey Fights Cancer. Hockey Fights Cancer was founded in 1998 by the NHL and the Players Association to unite the hockey community in support of cancer patients and their families. This year, Hockey Regina has come on board as the first minor hockey association in Saskatchewan to join the fight. And we're going lavender because that color encompasses all types of cancer. We have parents and even young Hockey Regina players who are battling cancer right now. As an association, we are all honored and very proud to fight along with them. Now, I could go on and read the rest of this, but we've got in the bunker here Sydney Peterson, my niece, and Hannah Bailey from the Regina Rebels Triple A Midget Hockey Team. How are you doing, ladies?
Pretty good.
Good. Welcome to the bunker. What do you think, Sid?
I don't know. It's the first time I've been in here. It's pretty cool.
Well, you've been watching from day one, actually, because you were watching in school, I recall.
Yeah.
Are you still watching? You're still watching, aren't
Occasionally,
you?
Occasionally, yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Can you pull that jersey up there and kind of show the folks what's going to happen here on... Well, first of all, what do you think of that jersey? I think it's pretty hot.
I like them. I was expecting way worse.
So. Somehow, the Rebels logo looks real nice on there. And it's kind of a special because, you know, pro football teams playing pink games and junior teams playing pink games. And now you're not in a pink game. You're in a lavender game, which is pretty cool. It's like it's your own thing.
Yeah, exactly. You definitely get involved with the NHL and feel part of something bigger. So it's good.
How about you, Hannah? Is this something that you guys have been talking about for a while?
We've definitely like done small little pink games in the past, but to actually like get jerseys and like advertise it more is really good.
Mm-hmm. Now, I could read from the news release, and Jeff Brick also sent me something about what's going to happen with the jerseys after the game, but I assume you know all that information.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you tell our viewers what's going to happen Saturday at your game?
So basically all the money made through admissions and 50-50s, different raffles are all going towards 100% to the Cancer Society. And after the game, all the jerseys, even the Pat Canadiens jerseys, will be sold or auctioned off. And you can find more information on that on the Hockey Regina Facebook page, and that will be live bidding on there as well as at the event.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel a special connection to this? I mean, you and I have both been touched by cancer, and it does suck. Do you feel like you're going to be playing for Grandma there on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We had to fill out cards, and some other girls on our team even filled them out, so it was really good.
Outstanding. Now, tell me about the game, Hannah. Who are you playing? Because, yes, it's a lavender game, but it's still 2 points, right? It's a regular
Three points.
It's a regular season game. So tell me about the game and what it means to you guys.
We're playing Weyburn. So our league is pretty close this year, so I think it'll be a good game. And even just to have them a part of it, I think they're going to enjoy it too as much as us.
How about you, Sid? You're competitive. Your thoughts on the game itself, playing Weyburn?
It should be a good game. Our league, like Hannah said, is really close this year. Weyburn has pulled through a lot of key wins for themselves, and I think that we should keep going into it just like a regular game and play our butts off. So
I was thinking of you guys the other night when Haley Wickenheiser went into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I don't know how you view Haley. I've known Haley for a very long time. She's been at events that we've had with the Pats because she's a Saskatchewan girl, but she's viewed as a trailblazer for women's hockey, obviously. How do you guys view Haley Wickenheiser?
I think she's big for women's hockey, and I think she's really good at advocating it and getting it out there right now with everything going on. But yeah, I think she's good for hockey.
How about you, Sid?
I think as a person, as a woman, for everything that stands for women's rights and everything, like going from a four-time Olympic champion to being a med student, she's just... You can easily relate to her on many aspects. So.
But I shouldn't just automatically think she's your hockey mentor. Like, is she yours, or is there another female player, or is there a male player that growing up was your hero?
I think I've definitely looked up to her, but also Natalie Spooner and the younger ones that have more in our generations almost. And I got the chance to listen to her speak with Hannah as well. Last year we went to one with our team, and she was really easy to relate to as well and look as up to as a person. So.
How about you? How would you answer that?
I think just because Haley has been around for a long time, I think she's someone I've looked up to. But I also agree with Sid that the newer generation people I also look up to.
Who would be somebody in that?
Natalie
Spooner.
Yeah.
And how about male hockey players? Were you named after Sidney Crosby? I never asked your parents that.
No.
I always thought you were.
No, I wasn't. They said they saw it on a book or something.
Okay. So. Who's your favorite male hockey player? Your dad?
Probably Chris Kunitz, Chris Letang. I've looked up to him for a long time on the Penguins. They're my favorite team. So
you play a little like him.
Yeah.
You're a little meaner than him.
Yeah, probably.
How about you, Hannah?
Patrick Kane, Sidney Crosby.
Some pretty good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, just before I let you go, one more time. It's this Saturday. Is it noon?
We play at 11:45, and then the Pac Canadians play at 2:30.
All at the Cooperators Arena.
Yep, C6.
One more sell job for our viewers and listeners as to why they should come out to this game.
I think that to come be a part of the community and a big game that means a lot to a lot of people, and just to raise the money for all those affected by it to help out. So.
All right, Sydney, Hannah, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Good luck Saturday. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, overtime coming up next. It's Grey Cup Week in the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. With savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, finance rates are as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Plus, most new vehicle purchases come with a free set of winter tires. And buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bus down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Quiet on the set. Paul, that means you. Now, from inside a Grey Cup studio, it's Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody, for the Overtime Refresher, brought to you by Emerald Water. Final segment of the program. Checking the poll results of the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll, which we have not been pumping enough, I would suggest. But it is open for the next 22 hours. Who will be the MVP of the 107th Grey Cup? And your options are Zach Collaros, Dane Evans. Those are the two quarterbacks in the 107th Grey Cup. Andrew Harris, the Bomber tailback, or Speedy B, Brandon Banks of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And I'm a little surprised, frankly. 47.4% of you say Brandon Banks will be the MVP of the Grey Cup. Good call. Interesting, I look at some of the past Grey Cup MVPs just that the Rough Riders have been in. Corey Sheets in 2013, obviously. Here, there's a tailback. Chris Getzlaff was the top Canadian. Andy Fantu is the top Canadian in the 07 Grey Cup. It could be from any position.
James Johnson was the actual
MVP.
Right.
And two's the top Canadian. So that's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
Could be any position, and it's exciting. Vote over the next 22 hours. By the way, sports on tap for the tap. Regina's only drive-through beer and wine store. In the dub last night, Swift Current beat Regina 2-1. Brandon Blank, Medicine Hat 4-0. Did you know, Clark Monroe, that the Tigers have the top offense in the WHL?
I did not.
I learned that this morning from the WHL website. Edmonton beating Prince George 3-2, and Winnipeg winning at Seattle 5-2. No, actually, there's seven games in the dub tonight, including Calgary at Regina, so we'll be at that one. Swift Current home to Lethbridge. Prince Albert skates into Red Deer, and the Blades are at Spokane. One game in the SJ last night. Estevan was a 4-1 winner at Kindersley, and tonight Estevan's at Humboldt, LaRonge is at Melfort, Nipawin's at Melville, Yorkton is in Notre Dame, 8 o'clock at the Dunk, and that's sports on tap for the tap. The Leafs have lost six in a row.
What's going on, Clark? I will say this. I'm going to say this, by the way, just before you to collect your thoughts here. I'm watching all the strife and the hubbub around Babcock, and I'm watching the insiders on the panel yesterday talking about what's wrong with the Leafs. And you know what? It made me want to watch the Leafs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so many teams are like, oh, it's our bad publicity. It's terrible. Not necessarily. Bad pub's better than no pub. And I just wanted to see the Leafs for myself. But as Raj said, all day, the game was blacked out. I couldn't see it. Did you find some alternate source? You can be honest.
Normally I do, but I was actually working at RBI baseball training last night, so I actually didn't get to see the game. But it's kind of like a car accident. You can't look away right now, honestly. It's one of those things where, you know, it seems like every time they go through a slump like this, it's everyone just overreacts. But I think we had Steve Dangle on last week, and I think he kind of nailed it. Where it's not that this has just been happening for this season; it's been 3 years of similar results and similar stretches like this, where they try the same thing over and over and over again, and it just doesn't seem to get through to the coaching staff that they need to make changes or make adjustments. So it's just frustrating, I think, for a lot of fans to just every single game they go into it and the same thing happens, or they put the same lines out or the same D pairings or the same power play structure. And it's just a little frustrating. So I think that's where everyone's at.
You said that you're getting sick. Are you going to make it through this?
I think so. I'm good.
You sound fine to me.
I got my Emerald Water refreshing the Rod Peterson show, so it's keeping me talking.
Yeah, I know how much colds suck, so I appreciate you jumping in here because DuPont bailed on us. I have no idea.
He might have just ruffled some feathers around the corner there. I don't know.
DuPont, are you here?
Nope.
Welcome.
There he is.
There he is.
Thanks for letting us know.
He's coming.
No, he's there. Yeah, you're here. You're good.
He's cut.
But that's the thing with, like I say, with buzz sells tickets. Buzz generates interest. It might not necessarily always be good,
yeah.
But all the strife around the Leafs made me want to watch the game, and then I couldn't do it, but I understand that we're not in the Leafs region. I totally get it.
Classic blackouts. Making hockey better.
It really upsets you, doesn't it?
I hate blackouts. I think it's the stupidest thing ever. Blackouts.
You understand why, though?
Yeah, but I hate it.
Like producer Clark, I said him way back at the start of the year. Do you understand, Clark, by tweeting at TSN isn't going to make them open up Saskatchewan as a Leafs region? You think it might?
It might. You never know. Sometimes little rocks make big holes.
Nah.
You never know.
Hey, keep trying.
I'll try.
You let me know how you make out.
I'll try.
This Grey Cup week's been a lot of fun around here. And how much fun has it been for you to put it together? Because you're the guy, the architect of all of it.
You know, it doesn't even seem to be that hard, because a lot of guys have been reaching out to us and they want to come on. Like Derek Dennis, I talked to him for like 2 seconds. He's like, yeah, you want me to come on this week? Yeah, Derek, that'd be great. He had a thing he had to cancel yesterday and he switched into today, but it all worked out. And, you know, we got tomorrow on the show, Devere Posey from the Montreal Alouettes is going to be on, former BC Lion. He reached out to us. He wants to chat, working on getting Travis Lule in the rest of the week. He's working for Sportsnet for the rest of the way here. So he's just waiting on his schedule, and then we'll book a time. Tomorrow, actually, Nick Lewis and Wes Cates are going to be in studio.
Wow.
Tomorrow. So it's going to be a really good hour two tomorrow. And I think it's just a fun week. Everyone's in the mood and everyone's happy. They want to celebrate. And Ryan Ballantyne said it yesterday really well. The Grey Cup is such a good way to bring Canadians together. And I think the players recognize that and they have the same attitude as well.
I don't think there's anything else like it in the country to bring Canadians together. Nothing.
Yeah, because the Americans always get their little piece of the pie and most of the stuff. So it seems like this is the way to, from coast to coast, everyone has an interest.
We were talking earlier about train wrecks.
Car accidents.
Whatever it was. Yeah, car accidents. And I think Mike Abumeshrick, as our Grey Cup analyst, our roving reporter, could be that train wreck. Mm. I think it could be. You know, he was on with us earlier. He has no idea what we want from him. How many times have we sat him down, Darren? 3 times?
At least. Maybe 4.
Just go to everything and then come on the air with us and tell us every day what's going on.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
So he already sent me some pictures. Right after he hung up, he went in and got his accreditation, and he took pictures of Ryderville and of some other stuff. Some Atlantic Schooners stuff is happening there. So he already... Yeah, he already took some pictures. We're going to post it up later. If you want to follow along with Mike's adventures, follow us on Instagram, and our stories will be full with it for the rest of the week. And as soon as he sends us pictures, he might actually do some interviews with his little microphone that he has.
He's
very proud of his microphone. I love it. So follow our Instagram stories. We'll probably maybe share them on our Facebook stories as well for our Facebook followers. But it'll be a fun... I'm very, very curious to see what Mike Abermetric just gets into if we give him a free rein with no leash and just say, go wild and send us everything.
Well, it's bad enough that we did it, but the CFL's done it.
CFL did it.
They've accredited him for everything.
I was very interested to see if he was going to try to pull something on the field the other day, but he was good. He was good. He was professional.
He actually looked pretty nervous.
Yeah, he did.
If you watched, that's Abu participating in the coin toss and the trophy presentation of the West Division trophy. But I'm looking around here because he kept the coin.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of funny. Yeah. And he brought it in here. He probably still has it on him. But you think about it. You flip the coin. What would you normally do with it? Who would get it? Probably the person that was asked to be part of the camera. It was probably meant for him.
Right. Yeah. I know, like, when I was working with the Pats, every time we would do a ceremonial face-off, whoever it was would get the puck. So that's probably the same idea.
Well, great work, Clark, as always.
Thank you.
On these guests, the Grey Cup week has been fantastic. He just mentioned who will be on with us tomorrow. And a huge thank you to our guests today. Sean Lemon, who has picked the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to win the 107th Grey Cup. Roger Eldegg, who says he doesn't care. I get a feeling he doesn't care for either team. We didn't ask Derek Dennis, did we?
No, but he did kind of talk up the Blue Bombers quite a bit. So it'd be interesting to actually see what he'd actually pick. But I don't know. He didn't say anything particularly.
Thank you to Sydney Peterson and Hannah Bailey of the Regina Rebels, and also Jeff Shatler of the Saskatchewan Rush, because their season's right around the corner. And as their owner, Bruce Urban, said the other day to me, Rider season's over. Hopefully now Saskatchewan turns its attention to the Rush. And we certainly are.
Yeah, thanks to the Rush, by the way. They already tweeted about the show. They took pictures of Jeff on the show, and they've been tweeting it out. We've already got some followers of theirs as well. So thanks to the Rush for that. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to continuing that. And I am looking forward to getting to my first ever Rush game. Never been. I know. Don't at me.
You'll get hooked as soon as
we'll
you do.
We'll get there. Me. Yeah, we're excited to do it.
So. All right, Clark, take care of that cold.
I'll try.
And for everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, right here on Facebook
Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.